You know what? Thousands of people following that. So when you hear it now, you're going to start hearing it circulating out there. It's the Revelation 12 revelation of God and the sign of the woman giving birth to the man child. And now this is what the story is now. The man child is not Jesus. The man child is the church. It's the church called up to heaven. So it's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture. How do you know all that's wrong? Because ain't nobody to get. That church ain't ready to go. Look at this mess. You think I'll pick this junk up? No power, no signs under the glory of the latter house is greater than the former house. You can have a glow-in-the-dark powerhouse church picked up from down there without a spot, blemish, nor wrinkle. Who are you going to pick up? Talking about imminency. The rapture could happen any day. No, it can't. He ain't going to pick up this garbage. You got to have a called out, identifiable body of Christ. Somebody that's got power. Somebody's walking in the anointing. Somebody that's got the gifts operating and the fruit have grown to full stature. He's going to be a demonstrated church that the world will despise and hate. And you ain't leaving in a pre-tribulation rapture. You're going into the tribulation period, standing against the devil and bringing in the sheaves from the field under heavy persecution. But folks will listen to that junk because there's 1,000 voices and sit around believing it. And most of these folk don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't know what they're talking about. They're using their own carnal minds to evaluate scripture and come up with junk about it. I'm telling you now, 13 days, and hear that junk spin around a little bit. You hear it out there. Disregard it. It's a lie. If you listen to me by way of the internet, you've been duped. Repent and walk away from that garbage. Another one, flat earth. The earth is flat. The earth is flat. The moon is round. The sun is round. Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Pluto is round, but the earth is flat. I mean, what kind of mind is that? If you and I get in a plane and fly due east and keep flying, we can come right back to Atlanta again on a flat earth. But know what they tell you? So you flew around on the surface of the earth and came back. You didn't fly around it. You flew on the surface of it and they came back around again. That's going to eliminate all gravity. All weather systems can't be steered. There's no north or south pole. Because you should be able to get to the end of the earth and fall off. The water is housed in a cup. I guess like it's a cup or something, I guess, holding it up. So you get to the end of it and you just walk off the edge of the earth and fall into space. You should be able to go to the end of the earth and dive into space. But they'll tell you it's a celestial dome covering the earth. It's a dome over the top of us and we live on a flat earth. Now, first of all, here's how you deconstruct that trash. I can deconstruct that in two words. Who cares? who? These are Christians supposedly examining this junk as if it mattered. Who cares? You know what they tell you? You know what they get offended about? How they get argumentative about it. You know what they'll say to you? We should want to know all truth. It's part of truth. We've been lied to by NASA. The pictures from outer space, that's not really Earth. I'm a weather forecaster in the military. I was in charge of satellite interpretation for the weather station I worked at. We got geostationary satellites that take pictures of the Earth to show us where the weather patterns are on the Earth, because we got to do aviation forecasting for planes that could be impugned or damaged because we have them flying into bad weather systems. Looking at those geostationary satellites that came through every 30 minutes, it showed you all the weather systems on a round globe around the world from different locations around the world. You got METSTAT and other satellites around the world that gives you inputs to where the weather systems are. They're all over Europe, China has launched satellites. America's, they have a dome that's surrounded by weather satellites, so you'll know where the weather is. That's how they know how the weather tornadoes and the hurricanes are going, because they can see. What kind of condition would your mind be in to even want to begin to think about examining this kind of junk? This is showing you now how bad off the human race really is, what condition the mind is in. The human mind does not have the ability to pay attention to something for a few minutes because cell phones and media presentations have impugned logic, critical thinking, and attention spans. That's why people can't sit right here, man, and just listen to this for a period of time. See, it's funny about people that's really in this thing and they're really eternally minded. You're suspended outside of time as I'm talking, and you don't have a consciousness of time. I can get through talking, you'll just want more. And now I need to go listen to some tapes or something. Is there another service somewhere I can go to this evening? Because you got a what? An appetite that cannot be satisfied if you're really eternal. But now the devil has given people so much information overload, they got no attention span. They can't pay attention for longer than 15 minutes. That's the problem they have in school right now. The students have no attention span. They can't sit there and listen. So now in elementary school especially, they've learned to rap the lessons to the kids. They got to make it hip-hop presentations. 2 + 2 = 4, 4, 4, and 4 + 4 = 8, 8, 8, and they put it to a beat. That's bad, man. You know what a guy told me the other day? They've stopped teaching cursive writing. You print everything. You know what they're doing? They're dumbing down the masses, making them ignorant. They can't even write with a manuscript. They can't write cursive. They just print it. So I guess you see, when you get old, your sentence are going to be just writing out your name with no cursive writing. You can't sign. Or they just make an X or whatever. This whole thing is being dumbed down. But that's what they said they're going to. Since everything's going to be an electronic signature, you won't need to write. What happened the other day, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, Equifax says we lost 143 files with your Social Security number on and all your information. 143 files have been lost through a hacking. Now everybody's information has been lost. And the day before they released the information, 3 Equifax executives sold all their stock. And the stock dropped by $11 the day they announced it. Because those guys bailed out before they told you. Then they come back and say, one thing we can assure you, the executives did not know. They thought, you a lie. They got out before the thing collapsed. And now you got multi-billion dollar lawsuits filed against Equifax. That's why the guy got out. They know that company is about to implode. But why does that kind of stuff happen? Because we're getting rid of security breaches because you'll wear your own mark on your hand or in your forehead. The next move will be that the chips on your card are not secure. Data over the internet is not secure. The best way to secure your information is on you. So we'll mark you. We'll embed the information in your body through biochipping, or using your own body to sign off on who you are. So you can swipe all your groceries, then swipe your hand and walk out. No more debit cards, no more credit cards. All that junk is going by the way of that, so the old automobile. It's gonna join the Wright brothers plane in the museum. They'll have a debit card up there. This used to be what they used to buy and sell. Alongside a dollar and a $20 bill. See, this used to be money. Up here, the Smithsonian was showing you what used to be used as currency. We're going to the Jetsons age, man. But all these are the precursors, the forerunners of the change. People are going to be tired of getting their information hacked and security breaches, and they're going to begin to search for a way to secure me. I got hacked and they emptied my bank account. We got to do something about this. We got to do something about this, man. This thing here is about to blow up like an atomic bomb. And you warn the righteous and warn the wicked. The voices of true prophets will tell you what's coming and tell you to get ready for it. They won't be sitting around talking about a flat earth or hanging around talking some old junk on the internet, trying to get you excited and emotional. Man, this thing is going down, man. It's going down fast, real fast. And this is serious business. It's not a time to get all worked up and emotional. You got to take this thing seriously. So beware of all these warnings now, that false mess coming from Revelation 12. Marcus Rogers, I don't care if you don't like me for calling this name, you're going to say, there are a lot of jealous preachers that are jealous of me. Ain't nobody jealous of you, man. Sit down somewhere and stop making a fool out of yourself. Even think somebody jealous of you. See how stupid that is? But see, them young girls would jump to the defense. That's right, that's Marcus. Don't you be talking about Marcus. I kid you. Because all the little girls looking for somebody they can get behind because they got no men. That's what's happening. All these young girls running behind anybody that's feasible or viable because there are no men. They're not there. Don't look for one. They're not there. Peradventure, God send you a husband. Be gracious and show gratitude, but don't get worked up because you and him about to die anyway. Y'all about to leave here anyway, so it ain't nothing to get all worked up over. The joy of walking down the aisle in a white gown now and saying, I do, that's over, that's gone. He said, seven women taking hold of one man, begging the man to marry them. But in a homosexual inundated planet, they don't even want you. You got the buckhead on Saturday night. God don't want you. Standing there in skinny jeans in the restaurant with his skinny jeans, with his leggings on, his yoga pants, strutting by your table. He in competition with you. He don't want you. He after the same guy you after. The dude after the same guy you after, and you befriended the homosexual. There are no guys. Man, these guys are being taken over. It came through the hip-hop. It came through the culture. Hip-hop fed these guys homosexual spirits, and now these spirits took root. You try to understand why these young boys can't come to the gospel and get straight? Because this right here that I'm saying is too hard for them. Because they're not manly inside. Price is too hard. That's heavy shepherding. He talks like a drill sergeant or something. That's because you're a girl inside. All you're going to find is a weak-kneed woman that's dumb to sign off on your homosexuality. That's what you're looking for. You want a little old dumb girl that can only accommodate a homosexual man to sign off on you. If you look at these guys, they're highly emotional and sensitive. They're just like an old woman. They're catty like a woman. You're talking to them as a woman saying, you need to take care of your business, man. You know we got to do this and do that. You know, well, I'm going to tell you, Joanne, I'm feeling some kind of a way right now. You got me feeling some kind of a way. What kind of mess is this? And you can be taught as a young woman, as an older woman now, to sign off on these clowns and try to accommodate them and be some kind of mate to them and compatible to them. You are now designed by the devil to actually be a mate to a homosexual man. What you think Beyonce is, and Rihanna is, and Nicki Minaj is, and Trina is, and all these folks are? They've been programmed like Amber Rose and Black China to be the significant other of a homosexual man with all these affectations that act just like a girl. That's all it is. So the gospel comes through, and the gospel deals with males and females. You got to be the right gender to receive the gospel. Did you know that? If you don't have the right soul matching your outer physical countenance, if you got a man's heart and a woman's body, or a woman's heart and a man's body, the gospel going to be offensive to you. Because he talks to the right gender. The gospel is gender specific. The devil's kingdom is androgynous and non-gender specific. He wants to make you into a freak. He's mutating not what you do, but what you are. That's where the gospel offends. If you don't have the right program, if the DNA is not matching up, if the chromosomes and gene pool has been impugned, you can't receive the gospel because you're not the right life type to interact with God. He says your kind will never enter my presence again. You can't come into God's presence if you ain't got the right gender specificity that he gave you. That's what's going on. So when we preach it, we keep it just like this. You say like you mad. I ain't mad at nobody. I just talk to folks straight. You're going to understand just what I said. When young guys like Marcus Rogers try to build defenses up by saying, see, Price is a jealous preacher. He's just jealous of me. I got 500,000 followers. He's jealous. Man, you crazy. 500,000 people going to hell don't mean nothing to the saints going to heaven. You see how crazy that is? Envious and jealous of what? You got bad doctrine there, brother. You're totally deceived, and the devil got you proud about it and deluding you, and these young girls are building up a little fortress around you to keep you and make you believe you're a dynamic man of God, and they're feeding into your demise. It's bad, man. It's real bad out here. That's why you got to be serious about this now, because the deal is really going down. You got to fight for your sanity, fight for your salvation, fight for your life, fight for your mind, because it's just that austere out here, and the truth is falling to the ground all over the place. What is God doing now? God is turning everybody back home, toward home. He's getting the real saints to come out of this world and turn back toward home. Look at Malachi chapter 4. It's time to turn the church toward home because this is over. Malachi chapter 4, look what he says. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now that's God talking to you. The day it's going to burn is going to burn folks up. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the staff, of the stall. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember you the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb. Remember we talked about Horeb, where they didn't want God to talk to them, and God talked to Moses at Horeb instead. For all Israel with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The curse on the human race is that they've turned their hearts away from the instruction of the fathers. And when you turn to the devil's system, you turn to matriarchal, because the devil is a feminine spirit. And when your heart is matronized, you won't endure sound doctrine. See, there's an endurance appended to sound doctrine. Have you ever noticed that? You have to endure. You have to stand up under sound doctrine, because sound doctrine is heavy. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they'll do what? They'll go and have these itching ears and pay attention to false doctrine. 1,000 voices are preaching false doctrine all day long. But what happens? Since I'm matronized, I don't endure sound doctrine. Since I've been effeminized, I don't endure sound doctrine. I have to have my heart turned back to the fathers through repentance, or else my own mind will be my enemy. My enemy is in my own head, because I've been perverted in my thinking. Anybody that goes to sin, I guarantee you they would not come under the auspices of authority in any shape, form, or fashion. All authority will be foreign to them and they will hate it. Sinners have to buck authority. They have to get out from under God's ordained system of government. The Bible says they despise government. And the Bible says the government is upon Jesus' shoulders. He runs a government. Unless you come up under proper authority, you'll never progress. You'll never get it. And proper authority is not condescending, it's not oppressive. Proper authority serves you. But you still got to be what? Submitted to it. You can't get a waiter to serve you if you don't submit to the waiter. He's trying to bring you water and your meal to the table. You tell him, that's okay. That's okay, man. That's okay. I don't want you bringing me nothing. How are you going to serve you? Unless you submit to his servitude. So you got to submit to servants. You see what I'm saying? It's diametrically opposed to the world's paradigm. The world says they govern over you and become lords over God's inheritance. God's paradigm is you submit to servants trying to wash your feet. That's the proper authority. But folks looking at the world, they say, I'll do it myself and I'll go out to establish myself. See, Price, your point of view, that's just one way of looking at it. God can use me any kind of way. No, he won't. He won't use you any kind of way you want him to. He's going to use you the way he told you he's going to use you. And you're not going to modify it one inch. You're not crowned unless you do what? Strive lawfully. You got to play by God's rules. People don't, man, people, what I just said, people despise that. If you understood how much people hate that, it would shock you. I want to be saved, but I don't want a savior. I want to be saved, but I don't want a Lord. I want to be saved, but I don't want to obey God. You'll never make it, brother. You'll never make it in a million years. Luke chapter 15. Luke 15. Verse 11, he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me, and he divides unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. His one son, the younger son, took all his stuff and ran away and started living it up. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Man, that's when you hit rock bottom. When the famine comes, see, when you got all the stuff and you got the money and you eating good and riding good, everything beautiful. But a famine is on the way. Remember Joseph, there'll be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of lack. See, we ain't seen the famine yet, but it's coming. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He would have eaten the husk of the swine, and nobody would even give him the trash the pigs were eating. And when he had came to himself, he said, when he had came to himself, you know, a person can't hear you till they come to themselves. Because the devil have you just walking around there. You got to come to yourself. Snap out of this. Man. And see, God got to sometimes take his hand from heaven and just pow. And you come to yourself. Where am I? Because the devil have you living a dream. The devil's system will put you in a state of arrested development where your brain is actually in a dreamlike state. That's the matrix. You're at the club in a mesmerization chamber. You know that's what the club is? It's designed by a man named Mesmer. The strobe lights, the red, yellow, green, and blue lights are flashing for a reason. The music has a beat that's set at a bass tone that's going to make you hypnotized. It's designed like that. They provide the alcohol there that you got to dope yourself from down the street. Now you step out of your car into a mesmerization chamber and you go into what? An altered state of consciousness. When you're in an altered state of consciousness, the demons come in and you'll do things you'd never do in your right mind. That's what all of this is about. All the settings and the digital re-enhancement of music now is designed to put you under a spell. It's hypnotizing you. So while the bass is beating into your soul, Jay-Z is changing how you think. He's making a girl into a whore, a slut. They tell you all this nasty stuff in the words while the bass music is hypnotizing you and is actually incanting you with words. That's why Nicki Minaj talks so nasty. She talk about having sex with a guy, reaching a climax on his penis and then lapping it off herself. That's her lyrics in her song. Now imagine a young girl riding down the street listening to that all day. She's going to become a prototype of Nicki Minaj. She's going to be reprogrammed to be a walking, talking Nicki Minaj with a spell cast on her through the music, divined upon, an incantation. So you got to come to yourself, and only God can go and rescue your mind because you gave your mind over to the devil to intrude upon your mind and rewrite the very makeup of who and what you are. It don't matter how you were raised, you submitted yourself to the devil. And the devil is now about to run you crazy and use you up. But guess what he hides behind? Fun. Getting turned up. Turned up. We're going to be turned up and then turned out by the devil. He came to himself, which was a good thing. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father have killed the fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet you never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, you have killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was meet or necessary that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Beware as a church person, because a lot of rank sinners coming in, and God going to show them special grace and favor. Don't start talking about, I've been in this thing for 30 years, and you're going to give them favor. I can't stand them. No, man. You're down trying to save somebody. What you doing? You're already in the house. You already got God's grace and mercy on you. Now you got to go and get the lost and compel them to come. Folk that are going to come in tatted up, beat up, broke down, crazy, halting maimed, having spent all of their best years in riotous living. 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, some of them. Been out in sin their whole lives. And that's why we got to be lowly, not high-minded. Come on down, man. Come down to the ground and let God save these folk. And then just minister to them. Let God use you as a conduit of his grace to save somebody's soul. They were damned to hell forever. We should be people prepared to receive them and be used by God to help affect change in them. That's the right spirit when they come. Who's going to be the forerunner for the spirit we talked about in Malachi chapter 4? The prototype is John the Baptist. He preached one thing in Matthew chapter 3. Don't turn there. And that one word is repent. You got to turn. Who are you turning to? According to Malachi, you're turning to the fathers. He's turning the heart. Repentance is turning your heart not to just anything. It's not just turning over a new leaf or turning around. You've got to turn from the world to the Father. That's repentance. It's not a neutral thing that you just turn. You got to turn to the Father. You got to welcome the chastisement and rebuke of the Father. You got to welcome the discipline of a father. You know what happens to people brought up with a father? They resent a father. The renegades, the crazy folks and the rebels in the street look like they're having more fun than you. So what happens? You spend your whole life looking out the window wishing you were them. And they spend their whole life looking in the window wishing they were you. That's how it works. Man, if I had what you had, I'd have it made. And you thinking, man, I want to be you. I want to go out to the club and twerk the night away and get drunk and high because I never done that. I want to go out there and live the life of a hoe because I never been a hoe. I want to see how it feels to be a hoe. And the hoe telling you, I wish I was a virgin again. See, because a harlot can never be a virgin. But a virgin can always be a harlot. That's why the envy does not run both ways. See, as a virgin, I can always be you, but you can never be me. You see how the devil works? He wants to take the precious thing because, see, you can be them any day of the week, but they know instinctively I can never be you because once I've lost my virginity, it's gone. That's the devil at his best. He's trying to take from you a treasure, the most valuable stuff is what he wants to exploit and take from you. That's how the devil goes to work on your mind. He tries to make you believe that what he has is more valuable than what God gave you. Look how he did Adam and Eve. God does know the day that you'll be like a God yourself, knowing good and evil. He was envious of them because they were the children of God. They had what he had lost and couldn't get back. They could be evil in the day of the week, but he could never be righteous. See, we got to get this thing back on track again. What's the remedy? I'll wrap it up here. The remedy is the church reordered. With proper authority in place, people stop fighting it and just yield and let God move through his church again. Because it's back into patriarchal alignment. Where God the Father, through the Son, governed the church by the Holy Ghost. That's the proper alignment. All this wildfire on Facebook and Periscope and YouTube and all these video channels and all this stuff, wildfire, man. It's the local church set in order again. That's where it is. Forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, especially as you see that day approaching. It's the assembly of the firstborn, which is organized, orderly, and organic. Organized, orderly, and organic. It's alive, it's orderly, and organized. Things don't operate helter-skelter in church when it's in the orderly, organized assembly and congregation of the saints of God. He said, don't even talk in tongues out of order. Because the unlearned and the unbelievable will come in and say, you're crazy, you're mad. If you talk in tongues, it's got to be interpreted. And tongues and interpretation of tongues is equal to prophecy. You can't have a whole church that's sitting up talking in tongues. Because people who don't know, unlearned, they don't know what's going on. They'll be, this is crazy. I don't know what's, they got to be taught what's going on. They got to grow. A mature people know not to do that. But somebody ignorant and unlearned, talking about the Holy Spirit came on me. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. The Holy Ghost can't make you talk in tongues. So we got to stop all the crazy. Stop all the ignorant stuff. And bring the church back under right order. Right authority. All this crazy junk that got thousands of people following it. And it's just Looney Tunes. It's just knuckleheaded crazy junk. And folk just running after it. I believe God has to call in the folks that are going to displace the dumb dogs that wouldn't bark. He said, the latter days I'll have a shepherd raised up. Shepherds will be raised up that are after my own heart. And they'll lead and guide you in the truth and instruct you in the ways of righteousness. That's what God promised. In the latter days, he's going to raise up a new breed that are going to do what he wants them to do with no ulterior motives. This thing is hitting rock bottom. In the most austere time with hurricanes destroying everything in sight, earthquakes everywhere, floods and all kinds of calamities and commotions, we can't afford to have crazy now. We need the real thing now. We need God to raise up the real thing. It's time to get back to the proper government of God. Outside of that, are you going to have the confusion, calamity, and the crazy, chaotic environment created by 1,000 unregenerate, unrestrained, crazy voices. 1,000 voices steeped in delusion, not called, not anointed, not appointed, but talking all day long. Turn that stupid computer off. Turn that stupid cell phone off. Get rid of all those stupid contacts. Stop trying to have all those stupid friends on Facebook and get back into your Bible. And ask God, God, in Jesus' name, lead me to those you have called to teach the gospel for real. So I'll stop listening to all this dumb junk, wasting my time. If you seek truth with a sincere heart, you know what God will give you? Truth. But you got to be sincere. You got to be serious. God will lead you to what's true if you're dead serious with him. Lord, look, I want the truth for real. I'm not playing. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to go off. You got to lead me to the truth. And God will make the truth available to you because you are sincere and serious. This ain't no time to play, man. This ain't no time to be joking around. This thing is bad. Truth has been thrown to the ground down here. You got to get in this thing for you. We're surrounded by all these people talking. Young, old, women, men. A lot of these women need to stop, sit down somewhere, and shut your mouth with all that crazy junk. Just be quiet. Study to be quiet. Get under proper authority. Let God take all that manliness out of you that's trying to contend with men. That's all it is. The reason why they're talking is because they're trying to contend with men. That's all it is. That's why they won't shut up, because they're trying to contend with a man. Married to a little docile, effeminate man, and they've grabbed the microphone trying to preach it to everybody. Sit down, shut your mouth, and get out of the way. Don't let God have to steamroll you. You ever seen them laying asphalt out there on the street after they lay the asphalt? And it's been smoothed out real good, and the next thing you see coming to the asphalt is a steamroller. That got the asphalt pressing it down hard. It's heavy, big steel drum. Don't make God have to steamroll you. You fall on him, you'll be broken. If he falls on you, he'll ground you to powder. I'm warning you to move out of his way because God is coming down the track like a train. Don't be standing in front of the train. But see, if you're proud and crazy, you're going to bow your neck while I'm talking. Who are you? I'm an evangelist. I'll kill you before I move. I'll step down. I'll kill everybody in this room. Okay. Stay right there. Stay right there just like that. You warn the righteous. You warn the wicked. The primary goal of anybody that's operating in offices of God is to warn people. Stop doing what you're doing before he gets here. I tell folks, look, when you get mad at somebody talking to you about the Lord, that's the Lord's grace. He sent them so he didn't come. See, if God sends you somebody, that's them coming before he gets there. If he's dealing with you, a human being going to show up. When the human being don't come, and God said, don't go and see him no more. He coming himself now. And he ain't going to be talking to you. He's going to do something to you. The grace of God is the human to show up with the Spirit of God in their soul and inside. See, if God breaks forth on you, you can't stand in front of God because God will kill you. No flesh will glory in his presence. God kills flesh just by showing up. That's why we have got to be careful not to be standing up and lying to the Holy Ghost. Ananias and Sapphira didn't know when Peter wasn't sitting there anymore because the Holy Ghost had manifested. So you didn't lie to me. You didn't lie to a man. You lied to the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says he dropped dead on the spot. That's what's coming down the track that people are not afraid of. He's sending people right now to warn people. Turn around. Stop doing what you're doing. Sit down somewhere. Get rid of that YouTube channel. Get off of Facebook and all those live streams. Just shut that junk off. Get away from that microphone. Just get up in front of that camera. You're standing there in your bathrobe with a head rag on and rollers on trying to prophesy to people. Cut that junk off. No, what you doing that for? Yeah, have you seen some of the folk on the internet? Standing a head rag on some rollers with a toothpick in their mouth trying to prophesy. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord sent Aunt Jemima? Doggone. The Lord sent Mr. Bojangle. Some of them, you can't even understand what they're saying. Thus said the Lord. I said, thus said the Lord. Look here, thus said the Lord. You sound that rooster on them cartoons. What's that? Lord, leg or frog horn. Hear me, boy. Thus said the Lord. I said, the Lord. The Lord. Hear me, boy. The Lord, boy. Hear me, boy. Wait a minute, man. You leg horn, frog horn. Or that stuttering pig. That's all, folks. Look, man. Doggo. Why don't you stop trying to be a prophet? And the mess is crazy. Is that Elmer Fudd? That's what that? That's Porky Pig said. That's all, folks, right? Elmer Fudd was the guy that was tongue-tied. Yeah, those rats. I hate rabbits. Or that little cat said, I hate Mises to pieces. You know, all this stuff, man, going on because folk out here crazy with a Bible looking crazy. A head rag, man. Some rollers. And they'll get on the internet like that and be dead serious. The guy that's talking fast, like he's saying something big because he's talking real fast. Man, stop all that, man. You're not impressing anybody about that dumb junk. Even the doctrine is perverted and warped. You're making yourself into a comic book character. See, I'm trying to tell you, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to tell you that this is delusional. This is all delusional. Stop. You don't lose anything by stopping. Just sit down. Stop. This is not a bad thing. No one cares about you. Nobody wants to see you. Nobody's interested in all this dumb junk you're doing and calling it God. It's all about you and the affectations you have to make yourself somebody. You just want to be seen and heard. Everything in else in life failed. It's the only thing you've ever done when you thought you got some attention. And you start getting 500,000 people plugged into it, and now that does what? It validates me. It somehow makes me important. See, I did it. Those are soulish people wanting to be entertained. Those are young girls with no men around thinking and fantasizing about this young man liking me. That's all it is. They'll start contacting you and messaging you in a minute. They probably already are. That's why your wife gone. Them girls gonna start hitting you, boy, like 40 going north, like they say. You think Hurricane Irma is strong. Let them young girls get all warped up, wrapped up in those lust-driven fantasies about you. And they're going to start sending you those pictures. So we don't see the message. You know, Facebook got called messaging. And that's where it is, see. I want to give you my picture, too. And she's standing there in that swimsuit down in the Bahamas. I'm your Facebook friend, prophet. Man, I'm going to tell you some stuff can come in. You fool around with the gospel. There's some stuff for you in the gospel, buddy. Told you about that preacher, man, got out of the pulpit and had run a revival, come out to save folk, everything, smoking in the church, man, you come out hot, everybody getting saved, man, come out to the parking lot, man. He made the mistake of traveling without his wife. Parking lot, he was the last person to leave the church, parking lot empty, got to his car. Girl showed up. I enjoyed your message. What do you think of these? Didn't have on no bra, nothing, just breasts in his face. You like these? He said, man, I almost fainted out there in that parking lot. That's how the devil come. He don't come with nobody around. He ease up. After argument with your husband, then he ease in. Hey, I was just noticing you when you walk by the water cooler. See, that's how the devil do. He wait till the devil tracking you. He gonna get in where he fits in, seeking whom he may devour. He trying to find a glitch he can ease in on. See, these young guys, man, what they need to be is under eldership and protected by guys that can see until they grow up to full stature and mature. And the safety valve they'll have is a good wife when God is ready for them. Because your wife performs another duty she can see for you. She'll tell you that one right there now, she looks saved, but she ain't saved. Now, she got that big old Bible and everything. She got a strong concordance and everything coming to church. She got a strong concordance of the Bible, a thesaurus, and a dictionary coming into church. She looking like she for real, but they ain't for real, man. They're trying to seduce somebody. One thing about the spirit of the whole. The spirit of the whole is easily detected. The spirit of the whole is a tragic thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, the spirit of the whole. H-O. H-O. Don't even put an E on it. Is a whole. That thing, when it come in, it's like, you can feel it coming into atmosphere. And the harlot church is full of that stuff. Right. Men and women got it. Amen. See, that's why God sets his people in a family, proper eldership, which are fathers, mothers that are there to instruct the young women how to be chaste virgins and be women of God. He got a family reorganized to raise you again. You've been born again, now you got to be raised again. That's what it is. If you submit to God raising you, then you're going to be all right. But if you try to bypass it, you're going to be prey for the devil's delusions. There are 1,000 voices out here. God has designed safety valves to keep you safe from 1,000 delusional voices. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. Take these words, make them alive to the hearers. Bring them up and out of this tragedy called the church, religion, and set them in the families of God, ordained by you with proper authority, eldership, and service of God, sent by you to mature your family and make them fit for you to use, and to unction people to do the work of the ministry. This is not trying to hold anybody back, but we got to come the right way. We got to come God's way. We got to submit ourselves to the proper process. In Jesus' name, amen. It's going to wrap it up for today. By way of the internet live stream, if you're not saved, turn to the Lord. Give your life to the Lord. Hit your knees and tell him, God, I followed some of the delusions that he talked about today. I'm ready to let this stuff go and get myself right. Turn all that social media junk off and get back with God. Seek God for a local assembly. You know, we try to help everybody we can through the internet and everything, but pray, keep praying for God to show you and lead you to a local assembly. I mean, that's the way, that's God's way of protecting you and keeping you in right fellowship. You know, we don't see 1,000 people coming here from Atlanta because Atlanta is a religious system, city that is bound. They won't come anywhere until God releases them. There's been hundreds come through and visit, but they're so used to that system out there that's not godly and this entertainment base that it's hard for them to transition into just being taught the word of God in a clear, concise, academic way. They want entertainment. They want to be preached at and entertained. That's what's doing it. It's the soulish man in flesh until they turn, till their heart turns back to the Father and wants to undergo the discipline of being made into a real child of God. They won't hear it. And all we can do is wait on God, pray and believe for the masses. We're not trying to be austere or different from anybody, but somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Our job is always, and we endeavor always, to keep it right in the middle of the road. Authority, church government, and submission to it is right, but it won't become a lord over you and oppress you and make you some kind of a concubine or servant to it. That's the middle of the road. It's got to be the right spirit establishing that government. Servants that have submitted to God to teach other folks and sacrifice up for them. That's the right spirit. It's going to be austere and it's going to be crazy going in. That's why you got to stay locked in on the word of God and around people with the same light, precious faith. It's going to be imperative as this thing unfolds because it's going to be crazy and it's going to be volatile if you get outside of the framework of God. Stay where you know there's security, and there's security not in numbers, but a security in the spirit of God with people who believe God also. That's where we got to stay. All right, we're going to wrap it up this week. Remember, Dunamis Tabernacle, support it, www.omegaministries.org. Support and prayer is what we need. Also give to the outreach in Houston. Remember the prayer line, 641-715-3670, access code 409-367. Man, come on in and come out of this world. 1,000 men looking to meet with them December. 1,000 men to man up to a new challenge. What I just designed for you here in word form and what I just outlined is what we're looking for. The establishment of men to be a foundation for the church. We're having a meeting here in Atlanta, the Man Up Conference. 1,000 men looking for them to converge on this arena December to help establish this kind of environment. We got to get back to man and patriarchy. It's something in men now that has been put in them by Satan that they want to escape to the football games today. You know, look, you know, the stadiums will be packed full of men cheering for their favorite football team. College football stadiums in Michigan, the stadium, I think it seats 103,000 people. And they sell out every year. It's something in a man that's running from anything but God. They're running to anything but God. They're running for some escape somewhere. When God is saying, look, I'm looking for just a few good men to converge and establish a foundation to build upon. Throughout this whole world of 7.5 billion people, there has to be a few good men. 1,000 strong got a 7.5 billion. And if an organization like Lakewood can take in $90 million for something that's not even true, got no substance, it's not even real. $90 million a year. The annual budget for Lakewood's TV outreach is $30 million a year just for TV. Look at how crazy this is. I'm giving you real numbers now. to promote what the devil has set up to distract you away from God and change inside. Escape the fantasy and your best life being now. That phraseology and everything that guy's teaching is all make-believe. He looks like a caricature, a cartoon character of a man, smiling all the time. That's not real. No, nobody smile that much. Ain't nothing that funny. Ain't nothing that much funny in the world. Ain't that much fun in the world, bro. I mean, everybody know ain't happy-go-lucky and feeling good all day long. Some things you get mad about and you get perturbed about. And sometimes you want to go off on somebody. Sometimes you don't feel good. You know, you don't want to be bothered every day. That's reality. But $90 million is coming in for people to escape, to make believe, not to deal with the realities of life. We preach the reality of life and people say, oh, no, I don't want to get for real. I want to stay in my fantasy-stricken state till their own demise. That's crazy. But only God can pull that veil back and release these folk to come on and let's do this. We're not looking to build an empire because we don't look for longevity. We're looking to do a job, get this over with, get these folk out of the world, and get out of here. That's the mission. We'll see you back here next week to keep going, man. We're going to keep going until it's over, till Shiloh comes. Stay engaged. Stay away from crazy people. Stay away from anything that looks like the devil. If it looks like the devil, stay away from it. If it smells like the devil, stay away from it. If the devil, it seemed like he used to be there last week, don't go near it. And whatever you do, stay out of the devil's matrix. Have a good week. We'll see you back here next week and be blessed.